We get the show underway this afternoon by welcoming to the program an actor who appeared in 83 episodes of MASH as Private Igor Stravinsky in films like Young Frankenstein and Kentucky Fried Movie, and he's the host of a terrific podcast along with Ryan Patrick called MASH Matters. Jeff Maxwell joins us. Jeff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, I appreciate you asking me to be with you.
Well, let's get it right out there. This is an inside job because you've got family connections to Bangor, Maine.
I do. You know, before we get into the family connections, I really want to hear Shut Up and Eat. That's a great title. I've said that to many people myself, so I'm bonded with that concept.
It's a fun segment because it's ostensibly about food, but really whatever is on Joe's mind.
Yeah, well, it's a fun title. I want to hear that show. Yes, I do have family in Maine. My wife is actually from Maine. She was born and raised there, and so she had to get out because it was too cold. But her brother is still there, and he's a very successful guy. He owns a music store there, as you and I talked briefly about, and he's a good guy. Should I say his name?
Sure, why not? Yes.
Freak him out. Dana Flood, my brother-in-law, Dana Flood. So, hi, Dana.
There you go. Northern Kingdom Music. Stop in and say hello.
There you go. Free plug.
And clearly you have good taste marrying a woman from Maine.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. She influenced with all those lobsters. She influenced me quite heavily with those lobsters.
Well, let's talk about MASH and your gig and your work for many, many years as Private Igor. How did that whole thing come about?
Well, how did that come about? Yeah, that's a good question. How did it come about? I kind of don't remember. It's a blur to me. It's a long story as to how I actually got there, but I'll try and capsulize this. I was working as a casting director for 20th Century Fox for a little bit. And I then made a lot of friends as other casting directors. And then I left. I retired because I wanted to go off and do something else. And I decided that I didn't want to go off and do something else after a while. And went back to my casting director friends and say, hey, gosh, you know, I'm a little depressed because that other thing didn't work out. And they said, well, there's this show called MASH, and it's going off the air. It's going to be canceled, and we can get you on it. And just see, maybe you like being an actor. And I said, nah, I don't really like actors. So anyway, they put me on it, and the rest is history. That's kind of the way it worked.
And you were there right through to the final episode, Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen. And I was thinking about this the other day, and we talk about the acting in this cast, and the depth of that cast and the talent is so deep. And yeah, sure, there's Alan Alda and Wayne Rogers and McClane Stevenson and Loretta Swit, but my gosh, I mean, yourself, people like G.W. Bailey, Kelly Nakahara, Alan Arbus, Edward Winter, it didn't matter the size of the role. There was so much talent there.
There was a lot of talent. I think also there was a lot of goodwill. The people who were involved were there because they wanted to be there. They wanted to be involved. They loved the concept. They loved the writing. We all loved each other. Certainly there were problems after, you know, 9 or 11 years, people disagree about things. But everybody really liked each other, which is kind of strange for a television show. And I think that really spoke to the longevity of the show, as well as the acting and the participation from everybody, whether you had one word or you had a whole half-hour monologue. That was what was going on. You wanted to be there, you loved the words, and you loved the people, and I think that's what made it shine.
And Mike Farrell told us one of the things that shocked him.
I don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. No. Mike, he's... something's wrong there.
What did he say?
Okay, well, what did Mike say?
He was so surprised that the director and the writers actually wanted to get input from the actors.
They did. They did up to a point. And people have asked me that, gee, did you have any input? Could you say things? And you said, not really. I've always said no, you couldn't. but it's not necessarily true. There was a section of time when you first got a script and everybody sat around a table and read through the script. At that moment, you could make suggestions and you could say, "Nah, I don't think I would say that," or "No, that's not the way this character would do that." At that point, you could. Once the script had been finalized, however, you couldn't get on the set and say, "You know, I'd really rather say butterfly than thoroughbred." That wouldn't happen. You were not allowed to improvise, to say anything else except what was on that written page. But Mike is very right. Up to that point, in the table reads, yes, you could make suggestions. And in his, from his point of view, he'd never had any television production offer him the right to, suggest ideas. So that was very surprising for him. And for most TV shows, they didn't do it that way. They wrote a script and said, "Here, this is it. Say these words and leave me alone." So that's what made MASH a little bit more appealing to all the actors as well.
We're talking with Jeff Maxwell here on Downtown, and we'll talk about the podcast in a moment. But I have to ask you about Young Frankenstein. What was the experience like working with Mel Brooks?
Well, I had a I was so funny. So many people see me in Young Frankenstein, and yet I didn't ever say anything. There were points at which I did, but they cut out a lot of the various sequences where some of the audience in that scene were asking questions and commenting on what they saw. So, unfortunately, along with a lot of other good people, I got cut out of those things. But it was fun watching Mel Brooks. He's a genius. What can you say about Mel Brooks? I mean, he was very funny. I didn't have a great deal of, relationship with him. I said hello to him and stuff, but he was great to watch do what he did. He is a genius. What can you say? He's a funny guy, what are you going to do? He's Mel Brooks, boy.
And Kentucky Fried Movie, I think, is one of those that doesn't get enough respect and entered in the conversation of some classic comedy films from the 70s and early 80s. So many talented people involved in that as well.
A lot of people, and I got into that movie because I was a friend of John Landis. At one point, I worked as a mailboy at 20th Century Fox. I've done everything at 20th Century Fox. And he and I were mailboys, and so we would try and out-funny each other running through the halls of the executive building. And we got to know each other, and eventually when I started doing MASH and he got out of that and got this movie deal, he came to me and he said, "Hey, look, I got this really kind of funny sequence. Will you do it?" And I said, "Sure, absolutely." So that's how that came about. We had a great time doing it. John is he has a sort of an infamous reputation, but he is a truly kind, warm-hearted, wonderful person, and I love him dearly and have known him for a billion years. And we had a great time doing it. It took an entire day, shot at a theater, actually, right around the corner from my house. And we had a great time. It was the feel-around section, segment of the film. And there were a lot of great people in there, a lot of great people in the film. So, yeah, it was it should win an Academy Award, I think.
Well, it's retroactively, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Let's talk
and
about
me too. What the
well, yes, while we're at it, let's talk about MASH Matters. How did this happen? Did Ryan approach you with this idea?
Wouldn't leave me alone. Couldn't stop him from calling my house. It was driving me crazy. He and I met years and years and years ago doing a radio interview when I wrote my book called Secrets of the MASH, Mass the Lost Recipes of Private Igor. And that came out around 1995 or 1997. I kind of don't remember which it was now. And I was on his show. I did an interview with him, and we had a good time. And he just said, "Hey, do you mind if I keep in touch over the years?" And I said, "Sure, let's do that." So we did. And about a little over a year ago, he called me and he said, "Hey, I'm thinking about doing a MASH podcast. Will you be a guest?" And I said, "No, but I'll do it with you." And he said, "Well, okay." And that's what happened. That's what we did. So we have a ball doing it. Ryan, we come at it from different perspectives. To me, it was a job. I worked on the show. I didn't grow up watching the show and falling in love with all the characters. I fell in love with all the actors and all the people that I worked with for 10 years. But it wasn't an emotional experience for me in terms of it was like it was for an audience. So he comes at it from that audience point of view. And we kind of thought that the two different perspectives would be interesting. It seems to be, because a lot of people seem to be downloading it, so I guess it's working.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I was just listening the other day to your summary of season three, and I thought it was fascinating. And you mentioned, and you talked about that your perspective is very different when people are talking about their favorite episodes. For you, obviously, it's going to be based on what your character did in that episode.
It is, yeah, it is, really, because that's when I was there, and that's what I saw. The rest of it, who cares? As long as I get the check. And I want to go back to MASH Matters and Ryan. I have to say, Ryan is a terrific guy. He's an amazing broadcaster. I loved his show. He does an incredible job. He's a marketing guru. He's a very talented actor, and now he's directing a play. So this guy is a very talented man, and I am very thrilled to be working with him. I wouldn't do it with anybody else, quite frankly, but I knew that there would be some chemistry and some fun that he and I would have doing MASH Matters, and he's the best. I just adore him. He's a great partner to have.
Well, it's a lot of fun to listen to, and you've had a number of your cast mates in there this week and last week, a double episode with Loretta Swit, who we were fortunate to have on last year. And could there be a nicer and more passionate person on the planet than her?
You know, she's terrific. I adored her when I was working on the show. I adore her today. She's a wonderful person. She does good things in the world. She tries to help people and animals. She's a tremendous actress and a tremendous artist, and just a very, very wonderful person. So I'm very fortunate to have worked with some incredibly talented and nurturing and wonderful people, like the people that were connected with MASH. And we have some surprises coming up. I can't divulge them here, but we do have a lot of surprises coming up on MASH Matters as well. So anybody listening, don't hesitate to go to MASHMattersPodcast.com and take a listen, because you'll hear some fun stuff.
It's great. It's a ball. And she made a great point, too, in talking about the show and the actors. And as somebody who teaches high school actors and has done a little bit of amateur acting myself, she talked about the importance of reactors. And it seems like so many people in that MASH cast were great at those reactions. And that's such a key part of success that sometimes people watching don't notice.
I think reactions were what I got paid for. that's what was my strong suit, is reacting, and things that happened not only in the food line but out in the camp as well. For a long time I was a part of a comedy team in nightclubs, and so my job was to kind of react to a lot of funny things that were going on, and that we did as routines. And I took that with me. I learned a lot of it after 9 years of doing that. So I took it with me into the show as well. And that really helped me be able to understand how to react. And then, you know, like you say, as an actor, you got to listen and behave as what you hear, in terms of what you hear accurately. And that was always good to do and easy to do, because all the other actors were so positive in terms of being providing something to listen to and to react to. So it was a good job.
Well, Jeff, we loved your work on the show. The podcast is absolutely terrific. Again, MASH Matters, subscribe. You're going to love it with Ryan Patrick and connected to Maine family-wise. We count him now as a Mainer, Jeff Maxwell. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today.
Rich, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it. And go in and buy some trumpets from Dana. That would be helpful.
We'll do that.
You could use the money.
If you come up to visit, let us know. We'll take care of the lobster on our end.
That's a guarantee. You're done. All right. I'm there.
All right. We appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Rich. Thank you.
Jeff Maxwell, Private Igor from MASH, the MASH Matters podcast.